I'm Paul DiRienzo, and this is the WBAI Evening News for Wednesday, February 13, 2019. Protesters on Wednesday interrupted a hearing on the situation in Venezuela featuring Special Representative Elliot Abrams. Three members of Code Pink, a women-led organization opposed to U.S. wars and militarism, were removed from the House Committee on Foreign Affairs hearing.
Thank you for the opportunity to testify on our efforts to restore democracy in Venezuela.
Don't listen to war criminals.
Hold on.
Elliot Abrams supported genocide in Iraq. Elliot Abrams is going to send weapons to Venezuelan right-wing factions to cause a genocide like he did in Guatemala and El Salvador. Join Code Pink and Answer Coalition.
Okay, the chair will remind all persons in the audience that any manifestation of approval or disapproval of proceedings is in violation of the rules of the House and its committees.
Venezuela is at a crossroads. Over the past month, we've witnessed a massive outpouring of hope and courage and tenacity by the Venezuelan people. We saw it again yesterday as they have taken to the streets to protest a regime that has brought them nothing but poverty and misery and repression. They have placed their hopes in a young, dynamic, and legitimate leader, Juan Guaido, to lead them through a transition to democracy. And we join the Venezuelan people in this effort. Under the Maduro regime, the situation inside Venezuela will only get worse. Venezuela has become the most violent country in the world. Hyperinflation is spiraling out of control and will reach 1,000,000% or more. There's widespread hunger. Communicable diseases that are easily preventable are resurging once again.
May I remind the chair will remind all persons in the audience if we have to clear the hearing of spectators, we'll do it. If this continues, we'll have to just clear out the hearing room of people who are here. It's unfortunate, but apparently there are some people who only believe they're the only ones who should be heard. Last time I looked, we were a democracy, and everyone has the right to be heard. So please continue, Mr. Abrams.
And oil production has fallen from 3 million barrels a day to about 1 million. Probably will go down to about 500,000 by the end of the year. More than 3.5 million Venezuelans, as you have said, Mr. Chairman and Mr. McCall, have been forced to flee their country and spread throughout the region in search of food and medicine and work and protection. The light in all this darkness is Venezuela's National Assembly, the last democratic institution in Venezuela. Interim President Juan Guaido has provided new hope to those who want to return to a free and democratic Venezuela.
The group Code Pink's national co-director, Ariel Gold, was arrested after telling the committee not to trust Abrams and to pursue diplomacy. Carolyn Debnam was arrested next for interrupting the hearing to say that backing National Assembly leader Juan Guaido instead of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro would lead to civil war. Several members of the Foreign Affairs Committee, including Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, the newly elected Muslim woman from Minnesota, aimed tough questions at Abrams, targeting his career in the administration of Ronald Reagan when he supported counter-revolutionaries in Nicaragua and a repressive government in El Salvador.
In 1991, you pleaded guilty to 2 counts of withholding information from Congress regarding your involvement in the Iran-Contra affair, for which you were later pardoned by President George H.W. Bush. I fail to understand why members of this committee or the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question.
That was not a question.
I reserve the right to my time.
It is not right.
That was not a question.
Members of this committee can attack
on February 8th,
who is not permitted to reply.
That was not a question. Thank you for your participation. On February 8th, 1982, you testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee about U.S. policy in El Salvador. In that hearing, you dismissed as communist propaganda report about the massacre of El Mozote, in which more than 800 civilians, including children as young as 2 years old, were brutally murdered by U.S.-trained troops. During that massacre, some of those troops bragged about raping a 12-year-old girl before they killed them. Girls before they killed them. You later said that the U.S. policy in El Salvador was a fabulous achievement. Yes or no, do you still think so?
From the day that President Duarte was elected in a free election to this day, El Salvador has been a democracy. That's a fabulous achievement.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question, and I
yes or no?
No.
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack, which is not a question.
Yes or no, would you support an armed faction within Venezuela that engages in war crimes, crimes against humanity or genocide, if you believe they were serving U.S. interest, as you did in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua?
I am not going to respond to that question. I'm sorry. I don't think this entire line of questioning is meant to be real questions, and so I will not reply.
Whether you, under your watch, a genocide will take place, and you will look the other way because American interests were being upheld, is a fair question. Because the American people want to know that anytime we engage a country, that we think about what our actions could be and how we believe our values are being furthered. That is my question. Will you make sure that human rights are not violated and that we uphold international and human rights?
I suppose there is a question in there, and the answer is that the entire thrust of American policy in Venezuela is to support the Venezuelan people's effort to restore democracy to their country. That's our policy.
I don't think anybody disputes that. The question I had for you is that does the interest of the United States include protecting human rights and include protecting people against genocide?
That is always the position of the United States.
Thank you. I yield back my time.
Representative Ilhan Omar, the newly elected Muslim woman from Minnesota, aiming tough questions at Elliot Abrams, the U.S. envoy to Venezuela.